Welcome to the Gathering Podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville, Arkansas. My name is Ken Weatherford, the Director of Worship Arts here at the church, and as always, it's great to be with you. We hope you enjoy this week's episode of our weekly sermon podcast and ask that you would do us a favor and please share this with your friends and family on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us at www.fumcbentonville.org or by searching FUMC Gathering Podcast on iTunes.
Let us listen for the word of God through John 12, verses 20 to 33. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the gift of Scripture for the people of God. Amen. Well, as I read the Scripture, and Eric and Kurt handed it to me, I thought, why did I not get "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son"? You know, this one has been a little bit of a challenge. But it's always good for us to have a challenge, isn't there? I've grown to love and understand this. And I hope I can help you do the same. One day, a fairly new member came up to me and said, "What is Lent?" Years ago, I was in a different church. I didn't hear these kind of words. "Well, what are you talking about? I assume Lent is not what we vacuum out of our pockets before we take our jacket to the cleaners." I assume that since I didn't know what it is, that if I came to you, you could help me know more. So I stopped and thought for a minute, because this was a big question. And then began the conversation regarding the meaning of Lent. I said, it's a time of reflection and prayer as we prepare ourselves for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The word Lent comes from an old English word, Lenten, which means spring, new life. As we reflect, as we pray, we welcome the new life that comes. Spring is a time when we feel the cold wind like we did this week and see the frost still on the ground, or maybe even have to scrape the ice off our windshield in the morning as we head out for the day, hoping that soon we will feel the warmth of spring as we did by the end of the week. I can remember our youngest daughter, Ashley, asking me one winter day, "Mommy, when is our world going to be pretty again?" I kind of felt the same way. Spring is truly an amazing time, even for a four-year-old. She was ready for spring. Spring is when we see the brown of winter become the green of spring. We're beginning to see it, aren't we? This is also the season when we take time to reflect in our lives and to the way that we live. Are we giving our best? Are we being nice to our family members or to the people we work with or the people we go to school with each day? Do we take time to notice that they might need a hug or a listening ear or may need help taking care of themselves or their families? We need to keep our eyes open and our ears open. It is a time to reach out in Christ's name, showing true love and compassion for those that we come in contact with each day. It is a time of rejuvenation, just like those daffodils that I saw one day poking their heads up and saying, "Here, I'm yellow," even though the whole ground is white. That is the beginning of spring. New life, new hope, and beauty, even on the cold days of Lent. It is a time for us to plant our own seeds of faith and let them grow as we share God's love and grace and understanding with others. Lent is a time we are called to truly follow Jesus as we serve others. Jesus knows he is coming to the time when he will not be with his disciples daily. Life is changing. He also knows that it's a time to accept others, even the Gentiles who were not born of Jewish descent. He is aware that his work will not continue without reaching beyond his own disciples. He recognizes that some of his disciples will even betray him as he makes this journey. Are we hearing our call to serve others? Yes, we are. I see it every week. I see it on Monday mornings as we gather in here as a staff and we see all of these people gathering down the hall and filling sack after sack after sack full of canned goods, all kinds of food, preparing for Second Street Pantry on Tuesday. And then Tuesday morning by 8 o'clock, there's someone out here. A lot of times it's Ken out here meeting people as they come and get a number to come back because they need someone to listen and to hear the needs that they have in their life. Then in the afternoon, we're handing out all of those sacks. Hundreds of sacks go out the door, feeding the community. Then we offer a meal on Tuesday night, and there's another crew in there working. It's amazing to watch. We also have people that are working at Helping Hands, people that are working in all of our women's shelters, and I could go on and on and on. We've got car cares, served over 31 cars already since this year. We see care cuts. We see all kinds of ministry happening. I was fortunate. Now, I made a mistake in the first service and started naming who was in here that went, and I left somebody out and called somebody the wrong name. So I'm not going to do that. But I got to go down into Baldwin, Louisiana, with a group of eight from our church. And we got to serve. We were making birthing kits. I can give you details someday. It's an amazing ministry when we think how privileged we are, folks. We were making all kinds of different things, but we walk into this vast, huge distribution center, probably as big as this downstairs of the church. Bucket, flood bucket after flood bucket after flood bucket. All kinds of supplies ready with an 18-wheeler sitting out the back door that says United Methodist Committee on Relief. Makes me proud to be a Methodist. Not only did we serve every disaster in this country this year, we are serving around the world. This is a huge outreach to people. So when you get disgusted with the Methodist church about something, remember the Methodist church is there serving people every day, every day. Lent is a time that we grow in our faith, a time of study as we read the stories of Jesus and his disciples throughout the country. We remember the prodigal son. Hey, Dad, I want all my goodies now. And he hits the road. Well, he winds up like eating with the pigs. So he comes back to Dad and he holds out his arms. His dad's holding out his arms like this. He's so happy to see him, even though he's dirty and he stinks. He forgives him. Jesus goes out. We have 5,000 standing out on a hillside listening to Jesus preach. And somebody goes, I'm hungry. When are we going to eat? And Jesus says, gather up what they have. They had 5 loaves and 2 fish. They passed it out. And because people shared, they had plenty of food, didn't they? Right before the scripture that I read is the story of Lazarus. And Lazarus had died 4 days before Jesus arrived. Mary and Martha were just in panic. He's dead. Jesus looked up to God and prayed. And he said, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus walks out, still wrapped in his burial wrappings. True faith is found and known. Jesus is the light of this world and beyond as we strive to grow in our faith. Our mission statement says, sharing Christ, making disciples. We are here to make disciples, as our vision is to become the spiritual heart of Bentonville, a mission station, not a place to come sit, a mission station that equips disciples for building relationships with people who feel far away from home or far away from God. It is through study and groups, classes, and worship that our faith begins to grow. We need to realize that we must carve some time out on a regular basis to think about our own understanding of how much God loves us. God's love is for us and given to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. How can we help others find their faith if we do not live into our own faith? Sharing Christ is done many times through loving and caring for others, through sharing others with others that God loves them too. God doesn't love just me. God loves everyone. We have to understand that we do not have to be a Bible scholar to show and share that grace to everyone. That grace comes to us through Christ. Well, one of my favorite memories is working with our youth choir in our church in Little Rock. Over the years, we've been able to really grow something phenomenal. We had 45 to 50 teenagers that got up on the first Sunday of every month for 3 services and sang. Now, the 8:30 sermon, there was a little snoring. Give them some donuts and Coke, and man, they are ready for the next one. Wonderful, wonderful kids, though. Each summer, we had a choir tour for a week where we traveled to many, many different states, singing in churches, in children's homes, in union rescue missions, in all kinds of missions, in nursing homes. We even sang in the White House one time. Each September, a group of adults that were in charge of this wild group of teenagers that we had gathered together, and we decided our theme for the year. This theme became the curriculum for youth ministry on Sunday nights. One particularly that I remember was Jesus is dot, dot, dot. And they had to fill in the dot. What was that going to be? Eventually, we would divide them into different groups with an adult to help them as they began to prepare their skits that would go with this meaning. They would be words like, Jesus is love. Jesus is light. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is grace. Jesus is. We had about a dozen of them each year. We were learning songs that would go with these. By the end of the year, the youth knew more Bible stories than most anybody. And you know what? They were excited about it because they took ownership of what they were doing. They lived out their faith through creativity, through music, and through sharing with others. They were amazing youth. And now we pray through the faith that they learned in high school and junior high that they are faithful adults. What a joy for all of us and those they met through the journey together, and those we touched as we took the love of God beyond our doors. As we continue through today's scripture, we see a change in Jesus. Jesus' life at this point is changing. Jesus will no longer offer miracles to the public. It is a bridge to his final times with his disciples as he prepares the road ahead as we move to Holy Week. The appearance of the non-Jews who seek Jesus tells us that the hour of his glorification is coming soon. Jesus reminds us that the grain and the seed must fall into the soil before it can bear fruit. Sometimes we all have to go through hard time to become fruitful and grow. This hour is coming when Jesus will be glorified. I'm always curious about words. What is the origin of this word or that word? I kind of want to know where it came from. What about glorification? How many of you have had said the word glorification this week? I have, because I've been doing this. It's not a word we use a lot, is it? Well, we think about the base word of that is glory. So we're going to start from there. Glory means something of weight, substance, something solid, like precious jewels. It also means light and fire. I don't know if any of y'all were up and going early this morning, but as we drove down Airport Road this morning, the sky was bright. I said, that's not even hot pink. That is bright red. It was bright red. And then it had some pink colors and some yellow hues and the blue clouds. It was gorgeous. And you look at it, and I looked at it and I thought about glorification. God's glory shining as the day begins. Each day is a new beginning. Jesus Christ is the light to the world, the Messiah. So I bear with you. Will you bear with me for a moment? One of my favorite texts is John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things come into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light to all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. As we move on, we hear Jesus say that his soul is troubled. He could ask to be saved, but he realizes that he has come to save the people. He looks up and says, "Father, glorify your name." And God speaks and says, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Just like us, Jesus knows what he has to do is challenging. There are days in our lives when we feel alone, lost, or dreading what tomorrow holds. It is called life, but through our faith, we know that God is with us in the hard days, as well as the great days. We know that we are surrounded by God's love continually as we see the brown of winter becoming the green of spring. I was very fortunate to have studied in seminary with some of the most wonderful people in the world. Natalie Sleeth was one of my professors, an amazing woman of faith. She was a fabulous poet that wrote many hymns, which were from her heart, as well as a wonderful composer. As she sat in a hospital room with her husband dying, she wrote this wonderful hymn of life, love, hope, and joy, the joy of resurrection for us as we walk through this journey we call life. The title is Hymn of Promise.
Thanks again for joining us on the Gathering Podcast. If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, come and join us for worship at First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville. We have services at 8:30, 8:45, 9:45, and 11 o'clock each Sunday morning. Grace and peace, y'all.